a mob accused of burning alive a Christian couple in an industrial kiln in Pakistan, allegedly wrapped a pregnant mother in cotton so she would catch fire more easily, according to family members who witnessed the attack. Sajjad Masih, 27, and his wife Shama Bibi, 24, were set upon by at least 1,200 people after rumors circulated that they had burned verses from the Quran. Their legs were also broken so they couldn't run away. They picked them up by their arms and legs and held them over the brick furnace until their clothes caught fire, and then they threw them inside the furnace. Bibi, a mother of four who was 4 months pregnant, was wearing an outfit that initially didn't burn. The mob removed her from over the kiln and wrapped her up in cotton to make sure the garments would be set alight. Although burning the Quran is technically punishable by death in Pakistan, the murder of the two couple had triggered protests by the country's Christians and prompted the then Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif to say he would show no mercy to those responsible. As rumors gathered pace that they had burned pages from the Muslim holy book, the couple tried to flee but were forbidden to leave by the brick factory's owner. Just like their parents, the slain pair worked under an arrangement of bonded labor, and the owner said they owed him money. Accompanied by a dozen people, factory owner Yusuf Gujar allegedly went to the couple's home a week before the death and had locked them in an office so they couldn't leave. During a day leading up to the killing, loudspeaker announcements from local mosques were branding Sajjad and Shama as blasphemous and saying they should be wajab ul-qatal, which translates as necessarily murdered. Unable to break down the office door, the swelling crowd ripped open the building's thatched roof. According to eyewitness, the mob first threw bricks at them, then they dragged them out and burned them. Both Shama and Shahzad were reduced to ashes in no time. The mob held hostage 5 policemen who tried to rescue the couple. The villagers also manhandled some media personnel and snatched their cameras. Sajjad Masih, who was also known by his nickname Shabazz, was just 7 years old when he started working at the factory. His family was tied to it through an arrangement of bonded labor, whereby cross-generational debts were paid back through toil. Sajjad Masih was born in the building where he was brutally murdered, according to his cousin. Whether or not the couple burned a Quran is still unclear. Sajjad Masih's brothers denied it. However, Mushtaq Gill, a lawyer and Christian rights activist in Pakistan, said verses from the religious text were among a pile of unwanted possessions owned by Sajjad Masih's recently deceased father. The belongings were cleared away and burned by Bibi, whom Gill said was uneducated and probably didn't realize she was burning the Quran and not just documents. Before the mob attacked Bibi, a sister who recently converted to Islam played the role of mediator and offered her the option to adopt the religion to calm tensions, but Bibi rejected this proposal. According to the National Minority Alliance, Christians form under 3% of Pakistan's estimated 180 million people. Pakistan's much-debated blasphemy law is often used to target Christians and other minorities.